Okay.
Alright, so today we're doing the Chula Mekablim Aleim Oil Malchus Shemaim, part of Birchas Kriya Shema, that all of them, all the Malachim, accept upon themselves the Oil Malchus Shemaim. Right. And the continuation over there, right, is that they can take reshus from each other. They give reshus to each other. Right, to sanctify, to give to the Mekadesh, their creator, etc. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, Malachi Shemayim mitzad atzmam einam yicholim lekabel ol malchus shemayim rak fi agilui shebo min hashemayim. The angels, right, the malachim, with all their greatness, all the fact that they're not physical beings, they're spiritual beings, but they're not able to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim except according to the gilui that comes from heavens, comes from Shemayim. Ulama gilui shebal yidei ha'aretz, the gilui, the revelation that comes through the land, Eretz Yisrael, specifically Eretz Yisrael, godoy le'en aroich me'agilui shebal yidei ha'shemayim bilvad, is infinitely greater than the revelation that comes through the Shemayim alone. The gilui that takes place through Eretz Yisrael, the gilui of Kvod Shemayim, of Malchus Shemayim, that comes through Eretz Yisrael, is infinitely greater than the Gilui that comes from the Shemayim alone. V'zeh i'ev shel malachim ki bizman sheYisrael magalim moseh ba'aretz. And this is impossible for the malachim, except, in other words, for them to attain, for them to understand, except when at the time that the Jewish people reveal it down here in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's a pretty amazing thing, right? The Malachim, they have some shaychus, they're able to understand, they're able to appreciate and praise the Gilui Malchus Shemaim that takes place from the Shemaim, but they can't chap the much greater gilui which takes place down here, ba'aretz, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. The only time, the only way that they can tap into that is when Klal Yisrael is megalit in Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is revealing the tremendous gilui kvod shemayim, the gilui malchus shemayim, they're megalit here in Eretz Yisrael, then the malachim are able to tap into that and connect to it. Eina malachim oimrim kedusha lamala, ad Yisrael oimrim kedusha lamata. The malachim can't say kedusha upstairs, right, where they are, until the Jewish people say kedusha down here below. They wait for us, right? We say nekadesh in Ashkenaz as shimcha ba'olam, right? Kashem shemakdishim oisei b'shmei marayim. So the kedusha of the malachim is actually dependent on our kedusha. When we say below kedusha, kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvokos, and what do we say? Meloi chol haaretz kevoidai. The whole aretz is filled with Hashem's kavod. Is filled with His glory. Ustam eretz Eretz Yisrael. When we use the word eretz stam, it's Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it relates to the other parts as well, but the primary Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. V'rak Hashem ismalei kvod ba'aretz, and only when Hashem's glory becomes filled in the Aretz, again specifically Eretz Yisrael, shehu mekayim ha'ikari shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel like we're lopsided onto this side. Okay, the only when Hashem's glory becomes filled in Eretz Yisrael, which is the primary place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Oz l'umatam meshabchim v'omrim baruch kveid Hashem imkoimai. Then, connected that, in respect to that gilui, then the malachim praise and say, blessed is the kveid Hashem from his place. From his place. Where's Mimkaimai? I think, right, what Yaakov Moshe seems to be saying here is over here, down here in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the Mekaimai, he says, Mekaimai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think most people, when they think about Baruch Kvayd Hashem Mimkaimai, they think about from his hidden place up there. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is giving a different understanding to this. It's Dafka, the Malachim are saying, Baruch Kvayd Hashem Mimkaimai, from his place down here in Eretz Yisrael, because they only had a shaychest understanding to sing Malchus Gili Malchusai from the Gili that takes place Mishamayim, but nothing in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't chop that, and Eretz Yisrael is the Ikur Makam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only when Klal Yisrael is Megalad the Malchus Shamayim down here in Eretz Yisrael, then the Malachim tap into that, then they chop it, and then they say Baruch Kvayd Hashem Mimkaimai, blessed is the Kavod of Hashem from his place over there in Eretz Yisrael. Now again, before we continue, I want to reiterate, I think I mentioned this maybe last time, last week or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember what it was, that what's behind this is Kabbalah, right? Alpi Kabbalah, the sphere of Malchus is the Gilui, is the manifesting of, is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest expression takes place through the lowest sphere. And Eretz Yisrael is the Malchus. Kabbalistically speaking, Eretz is Malchus. Shemayim relates to the first nine spheres. And the Malchus is the Eretz. Eretz is the Malchus, the sphere of the Malchus. So obviously the biggest Gilui takes place through the vessel, through the Eretz Yisrael. That's what's behind this. It's not Stam that what says Nisavak Dishborchu, right, to be Mashu his Shechina betachtoinim, because that's where the full manifestation takes place. There's Dafka all the way down here below, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody's not muted. Yeah. Now, Umasha Anu Oimrim V'chule Mekablam V'chule. And then what we say, and all of them, Mekablam, how would we say, V'chule Mekablam Aleim, Oil Malchus Shamayim Zem Yizeh. They all receive Oil Malchus Shamayim one from another. What's that about? What does that mean? They're Mekablam Oil Malchus Shamayim V'chule Mekablam Aleim Oil Malchus Shamayim Zem Yizeh. How many Kabbal Oil Malchus Shamayim one from another? Ein ze rak inyan nimusi bilvad. This is not just a matter of good manners of the malachim, you know. Ele shekabolas oil malchus shemayim shleima leitucha li yois vilei ha'omer mitzad b'china yidua bilvad. It is impossible for the receiving of oil malchus shemayim to be complete. Right, for a complete oil malchus shemayim to take place, to be said, from only a specific aspect, from a specific angle. What's demanded for a complete Oy Malchus Shemayim is a hachlola, a collectiveness from all the aspects, v'sachdusa magmura, and their complete unification. Meaning, as we said, we spoke about this, 10 spheres. So you have a sphere of Chachma, you have a sphere of Bina, you have a sphere, I'm skipping, Chesed, you have a Gvura. Every Malach is rooted in a specific sphere, or in a specific spiritual, and obviously again, these 10 spheres divide up into their own individual 10, you know, spheres, and Viter and Viter, so you can have very specified Kaiches. So, if any one Malach was to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim, it would be that there is this Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim was becoming through a specific Bechina, a specific aspect of that what relates to that Malach. And that's very limited. That's not, that can't be, that's not a full Oyel Malchus Shemayim. Because again, to be Mekabel Oyel Malchus Shemayim B'Shleimus means to be Megala, to be Mekabel, the full Hizgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The full picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that, it's always a limited picture, no matter what, because, right? But to be Mekabel at the fullest that we can. So the same thing is with the Malachim. They have to be Mekabel from one from another. They have to have this connectedness between them. They have to connect to each other, where they're all contributing their perspective, their take of the Oyel Malchus Shemayim, and in that way, a full picture of the Malchus Shemayim becomes clear and revealed. So it's absolutely essential for a complete Oyel Malchus Shemayim to take place. This is absolutely necessary and essential to have a hachlola of all the bechinas, a coming together and a unification of all the bechinas. And that's what v'chula mekablim, aleim oil mekablim, oil malchus shemayim zemize. Veheyos, this is what Rabbi Yaakov Meshech explains. Veheyos shel kol malach yesh bechinim yuchedes, like we just said, being that each malach has a specific aspect, nidrash, it is necessary. Shekol malachim yimseru echad l'sheni chelek mebchinasai, that all the angels give, all the malachim give one to another a part of his aspect. Ve'yu mekablin dein min dein, and then they'll receive one. They receive one from another. There's like a swapping that goes on, right? They each give to. There's a trading process, so to say. They each giving some of themselves, some of their understanding to the other. Ukemoichen Yisrael malachim mekablin dein min dein. Now it's not just between malachim; it's also Klal Yisrael. The malachim also receive one from another. Hamalachim mekablim miYisrael. It's gulata aliyah midarga ledarga. This is fascinating. What is the difference that's brought down in this forum between mankind and malachim, between Klal Yisrael specifically and malachim? Man is called a hoylech; he moves. And the malachim are called oimdim. They stand. They stay in their same spot. Now, each one has a mila to it, but also a chisaron. If you are a hoylech, it means you can grow. You can go higher and higher. But it also means you can drop. You can fall and go lower and lower, chas v'shalom. The malachim, they can't move. They can't grow. But they don't fall. That's a mila. Right, so malachim receive from Klal Yisrael the segula of elevation from darga le darga. Malachim are able to grow based on us. They receive from us the possibility of aliyah, of elevation. The Yisrael mekablu mehen segula sa'amida, and the Jewish people receive from the malachim the segula of amida, of standing. That they won't, that they, ha-hagana shelo yunoflim, the protection that they won't fall. We get from the malachim the protection not to fall from our madrega, from our milo. V'chein Yisrael atzmam. Now it's not just, so far we've discussed the partnership between malachim, the partnership between Klal Yisrael and the malachim. But it's also within the Jewish people themselves. There's also a partnership. V'chein Yisrael atzmam, the Jewish people themselves. Shelakol echad ve'echad mehem yeshna b'china miyuchedes. Each and every one of the Jewish people has a specific, a special aspect. Tzrichim lekabel echad me'asheni. We need to receive one from another. O minei u'minei yiskal le'sila. It's a lashon right in Chazal. From him and from him, the praise of Hashem will go up. The higher praise will go up. So meaning the praise of the Rebbein Shalom will go up. In other words, each and every individual in Klal Yisrael has some special bechina, and we have to all be open to receiving from every single individual in Klal Yisrael. I remember that Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Israel, I think it's Rabbi Israel Erlinger, the Mashgiach of the Meir Yeshiva in America, he said that Rav Volbe Zatzal, his shver, was very much emphasized this and made an avoda out of this, that a person should always try to see the milus of other people, to pay attention and think about the mila of another person, of other people, even people that you might be very, very far from and very, very, you know, even in opposition to. He gave me an example. I don't want to say, but he said about a specific group of people. Like he said, Rav Volbe said that their shevach is as such. You know, even people that were very, very far from his hashkafa. But regardless, there's in every person and every group of people, there's a mila that you can learn from, and you should learn from. Umine yuskala silo, and then from everyone together, the sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes up. Ki advekus shel Yisrael baKadosh Baruch Hu he beikur mitzad klolis Yisrael, explains Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the necessity to receive from every other Jew his bechina is because the dvikus of HaKadosh, of Klal Yisrael in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is primarily not based on the individual, but rather based on the Klalos Yisrael, the fact that you are part of Klal Yisrael. We've spoken about this numerous times, right? That's the Vartin, the L'shem Yichud of doing the mitzvahs, right? We say B'shem Kol Yisrael, in the name of all the Jewish people. We spoke this a number of times, because the Iker Koyach that we have is in the fact that we are part of Klal Yisrael. It's not our individual, it's not an individual greatness. Our individual greatness is also built off of Klal Yisrael, built off of the Klolos of Yisrael. So the more that we, and therefore Mimela, we have to feel that connection to everyone. We have to feel that Ratzon. You know, I want to add to this that, let me just finish the last few words. Klolos kazu, shekol ha-pratim nichlalim bo. Such a Klolos, right, such a generality, it's a wholeness, right, where all the details are included in that Klolos. So for us to be Vatem Hadvekim Vashem Lekechem Chaim Kulchem Ayoim, is all Klal Yisrael is as a Klal is Dvekim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to have that connectedness to everyone and have our eye out looking to be Makabel from the Milus of every single Jewish person. Now there is a certain Nisayin involved in this. Actually, Rav Kook relates to it, if I remember correctly, in Aris. I think Aris HaTshuva, he makes a comment about it. I don't remember if it's Aris HaTshuva or Aris HaTorah. I think it's Aris HaTshuva. But there's a fear. A lot of people are afraid to look positively on a bad person, or somebody a Jewish person who Chalila is not serving Hashem. You know, Hashem's not in the or an entire community. So there's especially, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a shita, right, where you close yourself off and you don't feel any connection to other communities and other types of people, because maybe you'll be influenced for the bad, right? Like we said, you're a hoylech, you could be looking for an aliyah, but chalila, there's a danger of nefila as well. So there's a fear that if you are going to connect and receive from the mila of another Jewish person, you might also receive from his chisaron. Chas v'shalom. So the answer to that is that if you are focused on the connecting to that person mitzad his Klal Yisrael aspect, mitzad the fact that he's a prat in Klal Yisrael, the Klal is shomer that there won't be a problem. If you're focused, you don't look at that person as an individual. Right? If you look at the person as an individual, then you're in danger. But if you look at that person as a piece of Klal Yisrael, and you're just trying to receive from that piece of Klal Yisrael, then you won't get the negative, because the negative is not part of Klal Yisrael. Any negative in any Jewish person has nothing to do with his Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisraeliut. It comes from Adarabba. It comes from his separation from his Iker, from his Klal Yisraeliut. That's really the Yisrael Advar. Okay, before the next piece, any ha'oras or questions? Yeah, we spoke about that right before you walked in. Yeah. Yes.
Don't the same kind of concept of when each shevet gets its korbanot.
Yeah.
You know, they gave the same korban. They all had their own.
Each nasi. Right.
Yeah, each nasi.
Right.
So
right.
Also contributing to klaliyut. What do you call it?
The klaliyut of klal. Yeah, the klal of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Fine. Next piece. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkoimoy. This is a very lofty piece, I would say, in a certain sense, but it's interesting. Avoida Bloy Hisragshus Hi Madrega Nemucha. The lowest Madrega is serving Hashem without feeling. No feeling. Lamala Mimena, above that. But you have to pay attention. That's also a level of avoida, right? It's a level of avoida, but it's a low madrega. Lamala mimena hi esrakshus bikim kol dover berishpei esh hasholchim kavei esh gam lemerachok al yidei esrakshus hevore machitzonim. Above that level of avoida is a level of avoida where you have feeling in the kiyum of everything with rishpei esh, like, you know, flames of fire that send out lines of fire, even to distances, through the feeling of the external limbs. It's like the external limbs act as the nerves to bring in and bring out the feeling. Lamala mizu, above that level of avoda, ha'akara nechona sheyucha lamale kol dover bebitchoin emes uvados gemura b'li shum shnius. Above that level is the correct recognition that can fill everything with a true certainty and a complete certainty where there's no doubleness to it. There's no double, nothing outside of Hashem is involved at all. That person has that level. It's basically a bitochen of ein oid milvado. V'kol eivar of moedim umavarchim. And all his limbs, not just the external limbs, act as the messengers, right? But all his limbs thank and bless Hashem. Ve'eino zokuk l'shum itpalut. He doesn't need anything to excite him or to activate him. It's like he's there. He's there. He doesn't need some kind of external stimuli in that sense. Ve'ein etzlo hevdel ben kiyum tzrachav gashmim leben kiyum tzrachav ruchnim. And there's no difference between the fulfillment of his physical needs and the fulfillment of his spiritual needs. It's all one. There's no shum shnius. Physical is not different than spiritual. It's all just part of the shleimus of Avedis Hashem. The shleimus of Einaid Milvadai. Lemala mizu, even higher than this amazing, amazing high level, right? Even higher than that level, Hapricha ha'elyona is the high blossoming or supernal blossoming, shemirov avukas hadas v'akora brura v'avadois, from the tremendous holding on of the das and the clear and certain recognition, midgagaim kol evorim v'chol anefoshes v'neshamos, all the limbs and all the souls are yearning to look at the levels of the infinite general Kedusha. There's this tremendous drive to go higher and higher, to see above. That after they've reached the previous Madrega, which and all the spiritual and physical limbs together merited filling their goal, their job, which is haroi, which their appropriate job, with peacefulness and tranquility and true bitachin. Then they're yearning to even a higher raimimus, to even a higher greatness. This avoida is already a madrega of malachim, of oifanim and chayis hakodesh, shebirash godoil, hemisnasim lumasrofim. With tremendous noise, they become elevated towards the srofim, which is the higher level, right? The Ofanim v'chayis ha-kodesh, and Srofim is above all that, above the Ofanim v'chayis ha-kodesh. So the Ofanim v'chayis ha-kodesh with a Rash Godol are becoming raised higher, they're lifted up to the Srofim. V'kasher einu magim l'soifim v'kasham. When they don't reach their goal, they don't reach what they're looking for, right, to become those Srofim. Hem they derive pleasure from the very bakasha, from the very request, or from the very quest of the makam of his kavod. That's a big madrega. We've spoken about appreciating the process and not being so outcome focused, right? So this is at this huge darga. Right at this huge darga, where the person is like literally on fire, and he just his whole mahus, his physical and spiritual everything is just like yearning for more and more. He's like the Eifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh, the Barash God will want to become the Srafim, but they don't necessarily get there. But they don't get disappointed. There's no side effect of disappointment. Adarabba, they take pleasure. They know how to derive pleasure from the very Bakasha, from the very fact that they want it, from the very fact that they want, they're seeking out the makam kvoidai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma sheheim oilim margishim yoter et arichuk shelem yigdulosu yisborach. At this stage of the game, the more that they become elevated, the higher they go, the more they feel the distance, their distance from the greatness of Hashem. Machlitim besimcha. And then they come to that conclusion with happiness and with excitement that there's no getting to his gdula. There's no getting to the greatness of Hashem. To the point that they no longer can speak about Hashem in first person, only in third person. Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkayim, blessed is the Kavod of Hashem from his place. Not Mimkayimcha. Mimkayimcha Malkeinu Nara. This is way they can, the higher one goes, how does it say, the more a person learns, the more he realizes how much he doesn't know. It's that there's that level where you just get so high and so whatever that you suddenly realize this intensity of Ein Sof is just so great that no matter how much you're going to accomplish, no matter how high you're going to go, it gets further and further away from you. Because, and this is the Chashuva point, that at this level, it's not even upsetting. At this level, just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to try getting higher and higher, to try connecting him to him on a higher and higher spot, just that gives us excitement and happiness. There's a mimer of the Ramchal, which I didn't look at in many, many years, but I think it's actually relevant to this. It's called Mimer Akivui, the mimer of hope, of yearning. And I think, if I remember correctly, the yisoid over there is that it's about the hope itself, it's about the climb itself, more than the outcome. The fact that we could be mekavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we could be mitzapet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should really be, and on the higher levels it is, that should be the biggest makar of simcha. It's not, because again, and this makes so much sense, because since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, obviously you can't get to the end of Ein Sof. You're a gvuli. You're limited. So the game's over before it started. It can't be about outcome. It's impossible that it's about outcome. So the true simcha, the true shleimus of simcha, has to be about the climb, about the desire. So you know when a person should be happy? When he feels that his desire is increasing. When he feels that more and more he wants the Rabbeinu Shalom, more and more he wants learning, more and more he wants tefillah, more and more he wants ruchnius. That should bring a person to simcha. Not, is he understanding the Gemara better? Maybe not. Is his tefillah? No. But his desire, if he sees his desire increasing, that's a gevaldige sign. That's a gevaldige, gevaldige thing. Okay. Any questions to Aris?
The question on the last piece is, it said that the Ashpa of the Malachim rubs off on Klal Yisrael, that we get their Bechinas Hamada.
Yeah.
How do we know that? How do we know that it works? Like, I can understand Klal Jews are connected, but how do we connect to the Malachim?
How do we connect to the Malachim?
Yeah.
Well, we're always, the truth is that we're always receiving from the Malachim. You know, you have Shabbos Kodesh, right? You sing Shalom Aleichem. The Malachim are coming to our table. Why are they there? They're bringing with them something for us. The way the Ramchal describes it is that all Shefa that comes down to us always has to go through Malachim. So we're always the Malachim. That's exactly what the Malach is. He's the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us Shefa. It could be Shefa Ruchni, Shefa Gashmi, both. So we do have a relationship with Malachim. We just not necessarily, not all of us are zeicha to feel it all the time, to experience it. But you know, Avraham Avinu certainly did. There were big tzaddikim in closer to our days also. But yeah, that's the. You're asking on the previous piece. Lamaisa, what is that translated into? I don't really know. In other words, what's the level of Amida? Right, that we don't. Where do we see that? Where do we see that they give us a certain level of Amida? Maybe it's that no matter how far a Jew falls, he's always still not going down past. I don't know, because then there's also the Indian of Kares. So the likelihood is that it's just maybe it's on Klal Yisrael as a whole, not necessarily on the individual, right? Because there is an idea of Kares. Kares means that the person has mamish rachmana litlan, has cut himself off from Klal Yisrael, has cut himself off from the neshama. So he doesn't have life anymore. That's pretty bad. That's, you know. And so maybe, I don't know. It's a good question. You know, maybe the Koyach Amida, that when Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that we receive the Skulas Amida from the Malachim, that's the protection not to fall, it's the protection not to fall as a klal. The Klal Yisrael won't fall. The Jewish people, you know, Baruch Hashem, you see throughout the generations, with all the terrible today, for example, you know, with all the terrible situation spiritually, that a very great, you know, certainly more than as far as right, I'm pretty sure the statistic is that the frum community is still a minority in Klal Yisrael. But even still, that's a strong minority. It's a minority that's standing strong throughout tremendous trials and tribulations. Where does that Amida come from? You know, it's something that we don't think about. But in a certain sense, and I always say, we have to know how to patch ourselves a little bit. And we also have to know how to pat ourselves on the back. We always need to have the dual play of chasadim and gvuras. And today, you know, it seems that we need more we need more patting on the back than patching. But at the end of the day, the where does that koach come from? With such craziness in the world, and with such preetzus in the world, and with such bilbul hadas in the world, and with such tremendous zuma all over the place, where do people have the koach to remain frum? Where does the frum community have that koach to stay frum? That actually is a siyata d'shmaya. It is shalei k'derech hateva. It is not a normal thing, right? Goyim have already testified, right? We know this. You know, this is the famous, what is it? What's his name?
Mark Twain,
right? That you know, that and many others, that you know, that there's never, we know historically speaking, there's never been such a thing where a nation is kicked out of its land and keeps its culture for 2 millennia. That's like just crazy. That's certainly a tremendous siyata d'shmaya from above that comes certainly through, all siyata d'shmaya comes through the malachim, like we said, especially in Chutz Arts. And at the same time, it's part and parcel of that segulas klal Yisrael. It's the segulas klal Yisrael that allows that to take place. But it could be that's koach amidah, that koach of standing that Klal Yisrael gets, according to Rabbi Yaakov Meshav here, is really coming from the malachim. We say kedusha, and then they get the gilui that we're doing down here, and we get their zgula that we're able to stand strong in literally a mabul of meinayach, right? Literally a mabul of meinayach. Rav Kreiswitz at Sal used to always say, you know, I think he quoted maybe Rav Aaron Kotler, that Avi, maybe you'll remember, that with the, you know, the golos is so strong and so difficult that's a bechina of the mabul, and in order to stay alive in the mabul, you have to put yourself into the tevas neach, and the tevas neach is the Beis Medrash. There's no way to survive unless you're in the Beis Medrash. So Rav Kreiswitz added to that, he used to say, I heard this many times, he said, but there were people that weren't in the Beis Medrash. There was a case of someone that wasn't in the Beis Medrash. Wasn't in the Teva. And he also survived. It was Oig Melech HaBashan, it says. And Oig Melech HaBashan, it says, he attached himself to the Aron, to the Teva, right? And the Re'im attached itself to the Teva and stuck its nose into the Teva, and that was enough for it to survive. So he said that even a person who's out in the who is out working and he's not able to stay in the Beis Medrash, he's got to stick his nose into the Beis Medrash. How do you do that? You know, you give tzedakah to yeshiva. You support the yeshiva. You get a little, you know, you get a, I would say, obviously, not only that, you spend a little time, you know, go to the Beis Medrash. But the idea is that you have to have some, the life force has to come through the Torah. But at the end of the day, the part that's relevant to us is that, yes, there's a mabul out there. And the koyach hagona that we get could be from this Inyan, that the koyach amida that comes from malachim, not to fall too much. But again, I think it's a klal Yisrael dika amida. Yeah. Okay. Any more questions or oras? Okay. So. Right. Very good. Very good. Okay, very good. So we'll stop here. Shavuot tov, a good vach. Okay.
Shavuot tov,
yashar pach. Shkoyach tiyah. Bye bye.